97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A flood watch has been issued for a large portion of central and northeast Wisconsin, including Marathon, Portage, Wishera, and Wood counties. The watch begins this afternoon and extends through Tuesday morning. According to the National Weather Service in Green Bay, excessive runoff may result in flooding in rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone areas. Flooding in streets is also possible. More rain is expected this afternoon and evening, with 1 to 2 more inches of rain expected. Remember, never drive through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown. After a volatile week at the pumps, Wisconsin's average price landed at $3.78 on Monday, dropping 7.2 cents per gallon from last week. This is 41.6 cents higher than a month ago and over 77 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the breakdown in talks between the U.S. and Iran and renewed escalation between forces over the weekend signals another possible round of price increases ahead. Global supply concerns are increasing as President Trump is moving the U.S. military to blockade ships that are coming from Iranian ports. GasBuddy officials say until there is meaningful restoration of shipping through the strait, gasoline prices are likely to keep jumping higher. Ruby's Pantry has come to an abrupt stop. But organizers in Wisconsin Rapids will have one final food gift to distribute to the community this Saturday. While not affiliated with Ruby's Pantry, the food distribution will take place at the same location at Pitch Early Learning Center. It will happen on Saturday, April 18th from 8 to 9:15 a.m., one box per vehicle until supplies are gone. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh, leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after losing to the Nationals 8-6. The crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season, and you just go through it. We expect a lot, and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms later today and again tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado is possible, so stay weather aware here later today and tonight. High today, low to mid-70s tonight, more storms, mid-50s tomorrow. More rain and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.